KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Here's a look at high school wrestling. Some results from around the area last night in double dual wrestling action. It was Southwest Valley topping Griswold 53-12. Southwest Valley also beat Clarinda Academy 54-18. Clarinda Academy defeated Griswold 51-18. Also in a double duel last night, Bedford over ACGC, 48-33. Bedford Lennox defeating Coon Rapids Bayard, 51-22. ACGC downing Coon Rapids Bayard, 45-27. Also, it was Boone over Denison, 45-24. Carroll beat Denison, 45-30. And Boone over Carroll, 40-39. Also at a double duel last night was Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Nottoway Valley, 48-24. Pleasantville beat Nottoway Valley, 48-18. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Pleasantville, 40-30. Also at a meet last night at Maple Valley, it was Westwood over Exira EHK, 76-6. Maple Valley downing Exira EHK, 60-18. Westwood beat Woodbine, 68-12. Maple Valley over Woodbine, 36-30. And Westwood defeating Maple Valley, 65-12 in wrestling last night. A few basketball scores from around the area on a Thursday night. First in girls hoops in the Hawkeye 10, it was Clarinda over Southwest Valley, 59-55. Sydney was a winner over East Atchison, 64-29. Underwood edging Thomas Jefferson, 55-53. Panorama beat Martinsdale St. Mary's, 60-28. And it was Glidden Ralston in Rolling Valley Conference play over ACGC, 58-33. Also last night in boys basketball, AHSTW had a big night. R.J. Harris with 27 points. Blaine Lees had 17. Rhett Welsh, 15, as they helped lead the Vikings to an 84-71 win over Shenandoah in boys hoops. Also Southwest Valley, a winner over Clarinda, 59-48. Also in boys hoops, it was East Atchison defeating Sydney, 48-32. Logan Magnolia over Coon Rapids Bayard, 59-56. And in the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden Ralston downing ACGC 73-45 in boys' hoops last night. Iowa shot a sizzling 59% in the opening half as they built a 44-29 lead at the break, and the Hawkeyes cruised to a 78-64 win over number 25 Iowa State last night at men's college hoops. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
We have had, you know, moments of greatness defensively, moments of greatness offensively. We just hadn't really put it all together. And, you know, you can't beat Iowa State unless you do that.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who said it was their most complete effort of the young season.
You know, I'm really proud of the guys and how they hung in there together. We played nine guys, double-figure minutes. You talk about a team victory. Everybody contributed.
Peter Jock led Iowa with 23 points, while sophomore Nicholas Bear provided a spark off the bench with 10 points and 8 rebounds.
I couldn't be more proud of Pete the way he came out tonight. Because I know these guys have had our number for a while, and we wanted to set Pete off right and get a win here at home.
It snapped Iowa State's three-game winning streak in that series.
I'm from Bettendorf, Iowa. I go home. Half the people have the Hawkeye logo, and half of them have the Cyclone logo in the driveway. So it's always going to be an in-state rivalry, and I'm glad we got our guys to get a taste of a victory here.
Iowa State tried to rally in the second half, but they couldn't get any closer than 7 points.
We didn't play our best tonight, and credit them, for winning the game, but we lost this game in the first half. Second half defense, that we competed better, we played better. But the first half, we just killed ourselves.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones just gave up too many easy baskets.
You can't be good defensively and be bad in transition defense, and that's what we should be doing to people, is running it right back up their throats. That's what I was so frustrated with tonight.
Matt Thomas led Iowa State with 14 points. The Cyclones fall to 6-3 now on the season. Also, top 25 college hoops, UT Arlington beat a ranked team for the first time ever as Kevin Hervey had 15 points and a 65-51 stunner at number 12 St. Mary's last night. In NFL action, Tyreek Hill had touchdowns receiving, and on a punt return, Kansas City's defense made life miserable for Oakland quarterback Derek Carr, and the Chiefs beat the Raiders 21-13 on a frigid Thursday night to take control of the AFC West. Charcandrick West also had a touchdown run for the Chiefs as they moved into a first-place tie with Oakland. Both teams are 10-3. Chiefs hold the tiebreaker with two wins over their longtime division rival. Carr was 17 of 41 for 117 yards passing, though the ugly stat line wasn't entirely his fault. Seth Roberts dropped just about everything thrown at him. Amari Cooper couldn't adjust to a long throw for a would-be touchdown early in the fourth quarter, and several more passes were dropped to the rock-hard turf of Arrowhead Stadium on a night when wind chills approached single digits. Alex Smith threw for 261 yards with a touchdown and an interception to help the Chiefs returning home after back-to-back road wins. They beat Oakland for the seventh time in their last eight meetings. Kansas City continues its three-game homestand on December 18th against Tennessee. Also in NFL news, the Denver Broncos could have their starting quarterback in action this week. Trevor Siemian practiced Thursday for the first time since he injured his left heel during an overtime loss to Kansas City on November 27th. Head coach Gary Kubiak said Simeon's practice was very encouraging, but added that his progress will depend on how he feels today. Siemian split snaps with rookie Paxton Lynch, who completed 12 of 24 passes for 104 yards in last weekend's 20-10 win against Jacksonville. The Browns say that Robert Griffin III will start Sunday against the Bengals, his first action since injuring his shoulder in the season opener at Philadelphia. Griffin was recently cleared for contact, and coach Hugh Jackson selected him to be the starter after a couple of practices after Cleveland's bye week. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz and Florida coach Jim McElwain were in Tampa on Thursday to promote their January 2nd meeting in the Outback Bowl. That's a destination Ferentz has become familiar with.
I'm a little bit more excited about it because it's my fifth time back here. So I probably know more than our players know, and I know what a great experience they're going to have coming to Tampa, just being part of the Outback experience and playing in a great stadium like this against a tremendous opponent.
Ferentz says the Outback Bowl offers a great game and an outstanding trip.
They really set up a really nice week for the players, and this is a reward for our guys for a job well done during the season. It's a chance to enjoy a great town, a great city, all the great things that are available, and then still get ready for a ball game, too. So every experience we've had down here has been fantastic.
The Gators finished 8-4 in McElwain's second year at the helm.
It's a great accomplishment for, you know, a great season in one that we've had plenty of bumps in the road, and yet, you know, we've come through it, and our guys have been strong, and I know we're really, really looking forward to getting that opportunity to go compete, and obviously here at such a great bowl like the Outback.
McElwain coached against Ferentz when he was on the staff at Michigan State.
You know, watching him on film, I just love the way his guys play, but more than that, you know, what he's done it the right way. He's built a program from the ground up. He's done it. They've stuck with him. They believe in him. And I really look forward to meeting him and seeing how he's kind of done it.
Outback Bowl coming up on January 2nd. It's a noon Central Time kickoff. We'll have that game for you live here on the radio, as that one will get started at 10 o'clock in the morning with our pregame show. Well, several individual college football awards being doled out 2 days before the Heisman Trophy winner is announced. Last night, Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson won the Walter Camp Player of the Year award after accounting for 51 touchdowns this year. He averaged 410 yards of total offense this season and is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy on Saturday. Jackson also came away with the Maxwell Award for the Outstanding Collegiate Player, but Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson received the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback for the second straight year. Adoree Jackson of Southern California won the Jim Thorpe Trophy as the top defensive back. Alabama defensive end Jonathan Allen claimed the Chuck Bednarik Award as the top defensive player in college football. Allen also captured the Bronco Nagurski Trophy as the nation's best defensive player. Crimson Tide offensive tackle Cam Robinson won the Outland Trophy as the nation's top interior lineman. Arizona State's Zane Gonzalez was recognized as the top kicker, snaring the Lou Groza Award. And Utah sophomore Mitch Wishnowski captured the Ray Guy Award as the best college punter. And in baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have scheduled a news conference for this morning amid reports they've reached an agreement with free agent center fielder Dexter Fowler on a multi-year deal. A local TV station in St. Louis first reported that deal last night. Fowler is a free agent for the second consecutive offseason after returning to the Chicago Cubs in February on a one-year contract worth $13 million. He broke out in his second season on Chicago's north side, making his first All-Star game while hitting .276 with 13 homers and a career-best .393 on-base percentage. He had a pair of home runs during the World Series, helping the Cubs end a 108-year title drought. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.